help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Get ready to experience an unstoppable force and the youngest record-breaking country star, Gabby Barrett, in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 28th. Saddle up and boogie down to number one hits like The Good One and Pick Me Up. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The following program is pre-recorded.
In the beginning, the land was pure. Even in the early morning light, you could see the beauty in the forms of nature. So men and women of every color and shape would be here too. And they would find it all too easy sometimes not to see the colors and to ignore the beauty in each other. But they would never lose sight of the dream of a better world that they could unite and build together in triumph.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the Sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the Sage from South Central, the Prince of Pico Union, the Czar of Common Sense, the Great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
You wanna play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Thanks for joining us. It is the Larry Elder Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Happy to be filling in for my friend, the Sage. I'm Amon from Salem Radio in Los Angeles. I host the Morning Answer on AM 870 and AM 590, The Answer. Happy to be with you. If you're missing Larry, LarryElder.com. You can stay up to date with him at Larry Elder on all social media. You can find me there, too, Jennifer Horn Radio on Instagram and Facebook, and at Jennifer Horn on X and on Truth. Now, I was walking around. There's a lot of hard news today, obviously, but I've been walking around with a little smile on my face, and that's because I'm a California girl, born and raised in Los Angeles. Some would call it the belly of the beast. And we have a governor. Maybe some of you have heard of him, Governor Gavin Newsom, who has done nothing but ram our state into the ground economically from all sorts of perspectives. But today we got a big win. The United States Senate voted to block California's mandate phasing out gas-powered cars. Gavin Newsom wanted to phase out gas-powered cars by 2035, even though we have a power grid that cannot sustain that sort of thing. But he pushed ahead anyway. Well, the Senate knocked that down today, and I'm sure President Trump will happily sign that defeat for Gavin Newsom. Now, joining us right now is a guy who is a watchdog for Gavin Newsom and just for common sense in our golden state of California. Assemblyman Carl DeMaio is here, a radio guy in his own right. He now represents the 75th Assembly District. You can follow him at Carl DeMaio. And Assemblyman, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Are we smiling with this little, like, I don't know, repudiation of Gavin Newsom today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, this electric vehicle mandate was never workable. It was driving up the price of cars in California, robbing consumers of choice. It was completely unrealistic, and it was poised to have a national ripple effect in driving up the price of cars and limiting choice across the country, because California is such a large labor or auto market. Thank goodness the Senate finally did something right.
Yeah.
They passed the bill, and the electric vehicle mandate in California, phasing out gas-powered cars, completely nullified. But we also have a natural gas appliance ban cooking out here in California. They want to ban all natural gas appliances, your stove, your water heater, your furnace, and force you to use electric, which, by the way, we don't have the electricity to actually power any of that. So that's unworkable. And, of course, it would cost $30,000 per household to have all those appliances removed and retrofitted. So we are thrilled that the Trump administration also has that in its target to nullify the natural gas appliance ban.
You've been doing some great work, though. I have to say, for those people who are just getting to know you across this country of ours, Carl is doing incredible work holding Newsom and holding the state legislature accountable. You have been doing your own California Doge edition in the state assembly, which we're going to talk about. But first, you also got to call out Gavin Newsom because he had to revise our budget last week. And when he did that, he said that the state of California is in trouble because not of his leadership or giving health care to illegal immigrants, but because of a Trump slump 100 days into Trump's presidency. And you got to call out his office on this.
Yeah, you know, so the reason why national listeners should really pay attention to California is, number one, it's very entertaining. It's like watching a car accident on the side of the road. You don't want to look. You don't want to admit that you're looking, but, hey, you slow down and you look. And California is just, you know, miserable, absolutely miserable. But the second reason why national listeners need to pay attention to what's going on in California is that we are the petri dish. My good friend Steve Hilton says the Wuhan lab of bad ideas on the left in this country, they're coming from California. So if you want to know what the left will do in your state if they're given power, or what the left wants to do to America if they can grab control of power in Washington, take a look at the miserable environment that they've created out here, what they've done to destroy California, the highest cost of living, crime wave, record homelessness, failing schools, job losses across every industry, except for government, of course. Government is hiring, but no one else is. Everyone else is contracting out here in California. So when Newsom says it's the Trump slump, again, the guy is just absolutely a liar, trying to blame Trump for what he created, the problem he's created by destroying jobs and reckless spending. The other thing that we called him out for is the entirety of California's budget shortfall is because Newsom has given out free health care. He's gifted free health care to illegal immigrants. $12 billion of expense for illegal immigrants to get free health care. And I represent a district where it costs the typical family of four $16,000 a year for their health insurance in California.
Wow.
But an illegal immigrant family, they get it for free.
Yeah.
And it's at taxpayer expense, and we don't have the money. So now he has put our state Medicaid program, which is known as Medi-Cal, on the brink of financial insolvency, which means citizens here in the state of California have had their health coverage, the neediest, by the way, among us, are having their health coverage cut back and threatened because Gavin Newsom and California Democrats have sought to give our money to illegal immigrants who are not here as citizens.
It is so infuriating because people are suffering living in this state. There was a story that we just did on my morning radio show in Los Angeles about the median cost of a house in California, and it's like $910,000 or $918,000. You're considered low income if you make less than $118,000 in L.A. County. And the reason, as you pointed out, that this matters to people is the policies they test out in California will be rolled out on the rest of the country if we don't stop them here. And Gavin Newsom is not going to be California's problem for long, Carl. He is going to be the nation's problem because he clearly wants to run for president. So you're so right to call him out for this free health care for illegal immigrants. Is he going to do that as president of the United States and let the rest of the U.S. citizens suffer? I mean, it seems that that would make sense for him.
Oh, this guy is a liberal.
Yeah.
He's pretending to be a moderate right now. But it's all an act. I always like to say whenever Gavin Newsom's mouth is moving, he's lying. This guy is a professional liar. He's never achieved anything legitimately through merit. He's always been handed his political offices by the billionaires. And he's always been the anointed one. Nancy Pelosi has always guided his career with her wicked hand. And so if he were ever to become president, buckle up, folks, it is going to be an absolute devastating impact to our country, which is why at Reform California, I'm not only on a mission to call him out for his egregious failings, to hold him accountable here in California for the damage he's done. I'm trying to warn the country what they would get if he ever were anywhere near the Oval Office.
And it's a
and
great
that's why
website.
We're on a mission to stop him.
To check out Reform California. He's doing great work. ReformCalifornia.org. All right, we just have about a minute and a half left here, but I have to hear about this hotline that you just uncovered. A contract, no-bid contract, of course, $2.4 million for a hate crime hotline. Tell us about this, Assemblyman.
Yeah, so we're doging California, and the Democrats actually threw me off the budget committee because we were exposing so much, but they didn't shut me up because we keep exposing stuff. The latest is a $2.4 million no-bid contract given out to a far-left group, LA411, that is taking about five calls or emails a day to a hate crime hotline, but not one single crime in 2 years has been referred for prosecution because, well, there are not hate crimes happening. And we're spending like $3,500 per referral. This is an absolute wasteful, fraudulent contract. And they've spent a total of $5 million over 2 years. It's a $2.4 million contract each year, $5 million over 2 years.
We're Dogen, California, and you're at the helm. We so appreciate you and what you're doing, taking the fight to Sacramento, all throughout the state of California. A couple of places to find him, reformcalifornia.org. You can support his effort to save California, reformcalifornia.org. And he represents the 75th Assembly District. Follow him at Carl DeMaio. Assemblyman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Your phone call's next, 888-971-SAGE. Jennifer Horn in for Larry Elder.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under, get him free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
Thanks for joining us. It is the Larry Elder Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Not the sage, maybe a sage in training. How about that? Larry will be back with you soon. In the meantime, thanks for being with us. 888-971-SAGE. That is the number to call. We're going to take your phone calls here in just moments. We've got people talking about Gavin Newsom. We've got people talking about the Joe Biden cover-up. Well, how about this little one for you? So President Trump asked Rick Grenell to run the Kennedy Center, which really ticked off a lot of leftists. A lot of Hollywood types did not like Rick Grenell coming to town. Well, apparently Rick Grenell has found $26 million in fraudulent revenue. Mm-hmm. That's a little chunk of change. So he addressed several board members during a dinner in the White House state dining room, and Grenell stated that the review of the center's budgets from the past 2 years had uncovered $26 million in phantom revenue. If you want to know what phantom revenue is, that's fake revenue. Grenell said it's criminal, and he's referring this to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Now, look, I'm like most conservatives. I really like Pam Bondi, and I really love Kash Patel. We're going to want to see more from the DOJ. I think with the U.S. Attorney's Office, that's Judge Jeanine in D.C., Judge Jeanine Pirro. She seems like she's already at work, so maybe we'll get some charges there. The former chairman is David Rubenstein, and he has denied any wrongdoing. He said, with full transparency, the financial reports were reviewed and approved by the Kennedy Center's audit committee and full board, as well as major accounting firms. But still, Rick Grenell said there was all of this fraud. Not a great look. Not a great look for the Biden administration. Instead of putting forward programming that tears our country down and tears our country apart, the Kennedy Center should be the nation's premier venue for lifting up the best of our country and lifting up the American arts, theater, music, and culture, Trump said. But instead, what have we found? We found another way for Democrats to launder money. That's what they were doing, whether it was with USAID, whether it's the Department of Education, whether it's the EPA. Now we take aim at the Kennedy Center. All right, 888-971-SAGE. We'll go first to Mary, holding the longest in Claremont, California. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hello.
Hi. Okay. Fine. Thank you very much for covering for Larry Elder. I really appreciate him and like him and listen to him almost every day, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
But I wanted to go back to what is going on or what did go on during Biden's administration.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's crap that people are blaming Biden, people are blaming everybody else, but the person they need to blame is that's Obama. And if you remember, after he left his office or was up with his term, he had bought a house. in Washington, D.C. And then he also had mentioned on, I forget where I heard it from, but I heard it from different sources, that he would like to be able to be that person behind the curtain.
Yes.
To run everything where no one could see him, right? You remember that?
I do, like the Grand Oz.
So put those two things together. And to me, he was behind the one that's going on. And for them to say, well, we're not going to let the Bidens be in the Democrat, you know, party anymore, have, you know, all this stuff going on. I'm like, no, don't think so. What, for them to do that, to me, is a distraction from what really happened. And I think the Dems planned that whole thing, and they knew that Biden had problems before. That's why he never came out to any kind of a campaign event or anything like that, or very little. And when he did, there were hardly anybody there. People knew. We're not stupid.
Yeah.
People knew what was going on.
You know, I always say that the Democrat Party, and I'm curious to know your thought about this, Mary, I always say that the Democrat Party operates much differently than the GOP. The GOP will actually allow for a fair primary, but the DNC has the party chiefs who are in charge of everything, right? And that's really what happened during 2020. You had a lot of people on that stage. But I think the DNC was looking for the most controllable amongst them, and that's exactly where they found Joe Biden. He was the most controllable because he was probably already in decline. And that's why we never saw him during the campaign. You'll remember that Joe Biden wasn't winning every primary. He didn't win a primary until James Clyburn came and gave him an endorsement, and he was able to pull out a victory in South Carolina. So they take that victory, the one victory from South Carolina, and then they spin that one into some story that Joe Biden's now going to be the presumptive nominee, and the Democrat Party forces all of those other people out of the race. So I think that you could be right, and it's your hypothesis, it sounds like, Mary, that the Barack Obama is one of the ones who is running the Democrat Party. I think that's a huge possibility. But I think they eyed him as someone that they could control the entire time.
Yeah, I do too. And the other thing I wanted to mention, and what you just said was perfect, was that, oh, I forgot. I do that a lot.
I hate when that happens, and it's happening to me more and more. I do not like it. I'll tell you what, Mary, I'm going to put you on hold. If you think of it, we'll have Suzette come back, and we'll take you back, okay?
Okay.
You hold on there. All right, let's go to Kirk in Mission Viejo. Hi, Kirk.
Good. I was going to say good morning because I listened to you on my way into work.
You're so sweet. I so appreciate you guys calling in.
The Sage.
Nobody knows nationally. See, what I do in the mornings, Larry will join us on Fridays, and I have to introduce him by saying, it's the Sage, Larry Elder, and then I bark and say, Sage. It's how I introduce Larry every time I see him.
and it always puts a smile on our face.
I love that. All right, so Kurt, tell me what's going on.
Well, I want to echo what Carl DeMaio said, that, you know, Governor Hairgel is probably the scariest thing that we are facing nationally, because, you know, these podcasts and all the stuff he's been doing is trying to remake his image, which is absolutely horrid. I'm a transplant to California, unlike you. I've been here for over 40 years. It is no longer the golden state that I moved to. And I think we're in the 23rd year of his 10-year plan to cure homelessness in California or something like that.
Yeah.
So what he does doesn't work. And, you know, he or AOC are two of the scariest people on that side of the aisle because they don't do anything and they don't know how to do anything. They think they do, you know, but as Carl said, that you know when Governor Hairgel is lying because his lips are moving.
You know, I think that's right. I don't know who the leader is of the Democrat Party. I know our last caller just said, you know what, it could be Barack Obama. Well, maybe it could be Barack Obama, but who is going to be that next person? It seems like the voters' hearts, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, they're actually with Bernie Sanders. Still, even though he'll be 804 years old by the time the next election comes through. But it seems like he's always the odds-on favorite at the beginning of things. Newsom looks the part, could deliver on the part, but people realize he's phony, Kirk.
Hopefully they do, but they also thought that Joe Biden was capable of running the nation.
Yeah.
So, you know, the the least common denominator of the American public is what we end up with. They keep getting fed the common line of the mainstream media. You know, after Trump's speech to Congress, six or seven Democratic representatives in Congress basically read the exact same script.
You could put them side by side. Right. They all talk in platitudes, right? All right. As we continue, what did the Biden administration hide from us about COVID? 888-971-SAGE. Jennifer Horn in for Larry Elder.
Hey, it's Mike Rona.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Reading at Valor Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin-sparing and nipple-sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques, I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Spring is sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which includes a hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
America, The Larry Elder Show.
If you miss her,
Here we are. Thanks for joining us. It is the Larry Elder Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Happy to be in for the Sage today. And Eldorados, are you ready? Like, are you really ready to take a stand? Because we need you. We need you as part of the Eldorado Army. At Larry Elder Shop, well, we've got gear to amplify your voice, from bowl t-shirts to crew necks, hats, beanies that spark conversations. Every item fuels our shared mission, which Larry has started. We have a country to save, so let's do it. Now's the perfect time to join the movement. Use promo code ELDER20 at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's right. ELDER20 gets you 20% off while you stand up for American values. So don't wait. Visit the LarryElderShop.com right now. LarryElderShop.com and gear up. Save 20% today with ELDER20 because we've got a country to save. LarryElderShop.com. All right, this probably won't surprise any of you listening. Maybe it will, but maybe this will be fodder for you to, share on social media, maybe share with some of your liberal friends. A new report from the Senate Homeland Security Committee now accuses federal health agencies of failing to adequately warn the public about potential side effects of the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. It's a problem. They pushed these things on us, particularly the risk of myocarditis in young men. Now, the report suggests that the Biden administration downplayed these risks to avoid increasing vaccine hesitancy. Well, we're all pretty hesitant right now. I'm not sure. I mean, maybe if you guys know someone who's still getting the COVID vaccine, I'd love to know about it. I can't imagine anybody is, but I'm sure there are probably still a few that just love to glow green. 888-971-SAGE. 888-971-SAGE. And look, I want to tell you, like Larry, I can kind of trend a little libertarian. You do with your health what you'd like to do. It's not my business. You want to get every vaccine in the book, great. You don't want to get any, great. Not my business. But what I will say is, when you are making those decisions about what to put in your body, wouldn't it be nice to think that the government is working to give you the best and most accurate information? Now, I'll give some grace, because I know science can change from time to time, and we've all seen the studies, right? Coffee is great for you. Coffee is going to kill you. Science changes all the time. It constantly just proves itself. But what I would like, and what I think we as citizens in this great country of ours need to demand, is that the government needs to be honest with us about our health. The government needs to tell us about what we might be putting in our body, especially if they're the ones recommending that we do it. I don't know about you guys, but I have never lived through a time as frightening to the core as COVID, not because of the fear of getting sick, but watching people succumb to government control in every aspect of our life. Maybe, and I hope that it was different for you. If you live in Oklahoma or Texas, or you're living in the promised land of Florida, maybe things were different for you. I live in California. I live right here with Larry. Well, we don't live together. That would start rumors, but we live 10 minutes apart. In California, if you did not have a vaccine, you weren't going anywhere. In most cases, you weren't allowed to go to work. Now, we work for a great company. That was never our situation here at Salem. Thank God. And thank our bosses for not making that part of our situation. But for 18 months, I didn't go out to dinner. I didn't go to the movies. I didn't go anywhere, because you had to show your vaccine card to move around Los Angeles, to move around California. And I wasn't going to do it. I respect the people who decided to get around it by getting the fake vaccine cards, but I wasn't going to lie about it. I was going to tell people that I had made the choice early on not to get the vaccine, because I didn't feel that it was a real vaccine. This mRNA technology is not necessarily to prevent you from getting a disease. It's not a true vaccine. And I had questions about it. And for that, and for my trouble, I won an industry award, and I couldn't even go collect it because I did not have a vaccine. And now we get this infuriating report that the government under Joe Biden knew about these risks, knew about the risk of myocarditis in young men. How many people have we seen? Mar Hamlin, right? He was one that collapsed. They never said it was the COVID vaccine, but he had myocarditis and was perfectly healthy. How many people are having issues today because of the lie, in an effort to see how much government control they could assert in our lives? 888-971-SAGE. We'll take your phone calls on that. We'll also hear from Tulsi Gabbard in just a few moments about why Anthony Fauci needed a pardon from one of Joe Biden's auto pen pardons. Huh. Maybe it had something to do with this. Maybe it had something to do with now the Senate investigation that they were lying to us about the risks of the COVID vaccine. Certainly they could have said to get it, but at least give you the opportunity to hear about what they knew that they were hiding from you. 888-971-SAGE. Jennifer Horn in for Larry Elder on The Larry Elder Show.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Relieffactor.com.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Hey, Redding. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
That
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243.
Thanks for joining us. Jennifer Horn in for Larry Elder today. And guys, I want to invite you to dig deep. Join Larry, join me. It is the annual effort to send deserving children with a mom and dad in prison to the fresh air, fun, and gospel-centered activities at an Angel Tree camp near their home. Prisoners' kids are some of the most vulnerable children in America through absolutely no fault of their own. They're at risk because their mom or dad is in prison. But we have a banner up at LarryElder.com right now, and when you click on it, you can be among the first of our listeners to join our campaign this year. Your gift of $200 will help make it possible to send a kid to camp for an entire week. A lot of the Sage's listeners have been making generous gifts all this week, and now it's your turn. As I mentioned, it only takes $200 to send a deserving child to Angel Tree Camp, and your gift in any amount will help. So please just go to LarryElder.com and click on the Make a Difference in the Lives of Prisoners Children banner. Or you can phone in your most generous gift in any amount by calling 888-206-2855. That's 888-206-2855. We want to thank you so much for helping send as many of these wonderful children to Angel Tree Camp this summer. It's life-changing, all by opening your heart and your wallet today. You'll be making a huge difference in a child's life, and you'll be doing it for eternity. LarryElder.com to make that donation. All right. If you were not angry enough about all of the stories that have come out about the lies the Biden administration told you about just who is running the country, we don't know. What we can tell you is the latest story, and this was the result of a Senate investigation. Senate Homeland Security Committee has come out with a new report that accuses federal health agencies of failing to adequately warn the public about potential side effects of the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. We talked about it, and I told you I was locked down for 18 months in California because I wouldn't get the vaccine, I wouldn't get a fake card. But not everybody was that lucky. Some people felt like they had to get the vaccine because they needed to keep their job. Some people felt like they wanted to get the vaccine because the government told them that it was right and we are supposed to trust the government. Well, now we find out that they knew about the risk, particularly of myocarditis with young men. And we've got big time ramifications right now. Take a listen to DNI, Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, on Anthony Fauci and just why he needed a pardon. Cut one.
Then we did fund it. Then Anthony Fauci helped fund the pandemic.
The things that he denied over and over and over to Senator Rand Paul's questioning.
That's right. Under oath.
Under oath. Exactly. So is it any wonder that he sought a preemptive pardon for anything during a certain period of time by President Biden before he left office? And
he lied about the origins of the COVID vaccine. He lied about his role in developing the COVID virus. And now we're finding out that the administration lied about the impact. Nancy in Riverside. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi. I almost said good morning. You know, I'm used to that because I do a morning show. But good day to you. How about what's on your mind, Nancy?
So I work at a clinic. Okay. I can't say where because I might get in trouble. But just today I had a gentleman walk in wanting to know if we're giving out COVID vaccine today.
And did you say, how was your vote for Kamala Harris? Because you know that that means the same thing, right?
Well, not only that, Jennifer, he had a mask on.
Perfect.
Talking to me. So
another thing they lied to us about, the distancing, the masking, all made up. I can't believe they're still asking you, Nancy. Thanks for that. I was really curious to know if anybody was really seeking that out. Todd in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, Todd.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Jennifer. And I just want to say, you know, the book that needs to be written is about the empire of lies about this past administration. He lied about, you know, running one term. He lied about vaccine mandates, Hunter's laptop, the Borden, Afghanistan, the economy, his cognitive ability, the pardoning his son. He lied about MAGA and Trump for 4 years straight. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And that's the foundation of Marxism and the Democrat Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
It's an empire of lies. And Gavin Newsom, you know, he's the governor of it, right?
Yeah, and you know what I got to tell you? I think, Todd, it would be easier to write a book about the truth they told us. It would be at least shorter because the Book of Lies would be volumes and volumes. Thank you so much for making that point. Ian in San Diego. Hi, Ian.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, everyone knows Fauci is guilty. Everyone knows Fauci is guilty as hell, especially all the Gen Xers out there. But, you know, as far as taking the COVID vaccine, I can think of at least four people that had serious troubles with their heart, with inflammation. And it's just an absolute travesty that these people that push this are not in prison already.
I know.
And I can't help but wonder why not, as far as Trump goes, but maybe we'll get
and we have to, you know, we give it some grace. A lot of conservatives, thanks for the phone call, are kind of concerned that Pam Bondi hasn't started filing charges left and right, but it takes time to build these cases. And this investigation, this report from the Senate just came out. We'll see what happens. Shannon in Winchester, California. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. How you doing?
Thank you for the phone call.
Yes, well, my message to everyone, back in 2020, I ended up with an idiopathic cardiac issue. Mm-hmm. 2021, I had to have a cardiac surgery, and September 30th was the deadline for COVID, and my company said that without getting the vaccine, I would lose my job and my insurance as, you know, effective September 1st, and my surgery was scheduled for September 8th. So I was forced against my will to continue to have health insurance to get my heart surgery. So my message to everyone is, you know, if this ever happens again, push back hard.
1,000%. And it was such a scary time. We didn't know what to do. And I will never forget, Shannon, on my morning show, I had someone who called in who said he was on a list. He needed a life-saving transplant, and they would not let him get it until he got the COVID shot. So I can understand what you went through. They put you in a terrible situation, and it's just, it's not right. All right, 888-971-SAGE. That's the number to call. And we'll try to squeeze in as many of you as we can as we return. But again, the big story today out of the Senate, a couple of things. They're doing an investigation into Joe Biden, but one investigation has been completed. The Senate Homeland Security Committee accusing federal health agencies of adequately warning the public about side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine, especially young men, and the risk of myocarditis. Jennifer Horn in for Larry Elder. It's the Larry Elder Show.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia. I got a tour of their headquarters. I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straightforward facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-839-8484. 800-839-8484. 800-839-8484.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. See if we can get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
It feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness has got you going crazy. It's time to get
watch my documentary, Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Available now on SalemNow.com.
And you got to check it out. It is a good one at SalemNow.com. Always LarryElder.com as well to track Larry all the time. I'm Jennifer Horn in for the stage today. Always a pleasure to be with you guys. Thanks for being so kind to me today. Jennifer Horn Radio, Instagram, and Facebook is where you can find me at Jennifer Horn Radio and on X and on Truth at Jennifer Horn. So give me a follow there. And, of course, I host the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Now, big thank you before we get to your phone calls because I hate to run out of time to the whole crew. I think I know everybody in there, so just make sure if there's somebody that I miss. I know we've got Zach, we've got Rick, we've got Brandon, we've got Willie, we've got Suzette. Did I miss anybody else? Matthew's here. Duh. Oh, my gosh. Every time I try to get the whole team. All right. So thank you, guys. You are always so much fun to work with. Appreciate it. All right. So a new report from the Senate says that they lied to us about the COVID vaccine, especially for the risk of myocarditis to young men. So let's talk to Tom in Almonte. Tom, thanks for being with us. Welcome to the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Jennifer. I listen to you every morning on the way to work.
Thank you.
You're great.
Thanks, Tom.
I just wanted to share a little bit about my son. He was 33 when he passed away. He was a musician. He played the bass for my daughter's wedding at the house. Put together the most awesome band. He was part of Citrus College and all the people. It was incredible. He was a really good guy. He'd come home and he'd say, "On my arms," and I'd have to punch his arm and squeeze it and say, "Yeah, it's really good, man. You're strong." Then he came down with this thing, and he went to the hospital. And the doctor said that he had a blood clot in his heart.
Wow.
And there was really a 50-50 chance that he would live if they did it. And he was afraid. And he said, "Do it." And we talked to Thomas, and he said, "You know, you've got to do," because like I had a quadruple bypass about 12 years ago and had a few other events. But anyway, I told him, "Don't worry about it. If God wants you to go home, then you go home." But, you know, that's what you
now, do you believe,
said,
Tom, that this was a result of a vaccine?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
This is what is so infuriating. And, Tom, I'm so sorry because we're up against the end of the program, but I just want you to know that this report that has come out needs to be the first step. These people that have done your son wrong, that have done all of us wrong, there needs to be legal repercussions. It is inexcusable, and I am so sorry about your son. I will be praying for you and for your family. But this is the kind of real-life consequences that existed because of the failures of our government. We need to see real action from the Trump administration. All right, thank you so much for joining us. LarryElder.com, of course. I'm Jennifer Horn, and it is The Larry Elder Show.
What can I say? Mamba out.
The mic has been dropped.
All across America.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
The Larry Elder Show.
Wesley Financial Group is not a
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.